I don't think you can say that that Danish media in general acts like hypocrites. We have printed several cartoons about Islam ourselves in the last couple of years. We didn't print the Charlie Hebdo front pages today as a, some sort of provocation or demonstration. We did it as a documentation. I think this story is about them. This is why we did it. If we chose not to do it because we were afraid, I think we would have a problem. So this is what I think the discussion now should be about. Are we willing to print what we think is necessary when we think it's necessary? Is every newspaper or every TV station willing to do that without being too afraid of the consequences? I don't think the discussion should be about whether everybody should print everything all the time.
Is there much fear in Danish media as a result of the big backlash that there was 7 or 8 years ago when Jyllands-Posten published those 12 Mohammed cartoons?
I don't think we should be naive. We all think about it. I think there's a lot of processes in Danish media when we are discussing radical Islam, cartoons about that, that you wouldn't have seen 10 years ago. And of course, that's not something we would like to see. I think we should realize that that's the case, that when it comes to certain subjects, there are second thoughts about what to do in a way that's not the case with other subjects. And of course, that's definitely a result of what happened 9 years ago.
So are you saying you're more sensitive? And are you trying not to hurt people's feelings? Or are you holding back because you're frightened of what the reaction will be?
We're not holding back. We're not afraid. We are just probably thinking a bit more about what we are doing when it comes to certain themes, certain subjects. I don't think you can interpret that as being afraid. If we were afraid, we wouldn't have published the Charlie Hebdo cartoons today. But of course, what happened during the Mohammed cartoon crisis has had some sort of result. I think that's part of what we have to realize is a long-term effect of these kind of threats, these kind of terror attacks that we saw yesterday, that they have a long-term effect in our minds. And I think you see that in Danish media, you see that in media all over the world.
So what is that long-term impact?
Well, I think the long-term impact could be that you sometimes think a little bit more about what you are drawing, what you are saying, what you are printing when it comes to certain subjects. I think it would be very naive not to realize that's the case. Even though we've had a very frank debate about Islam, Muslims, radical Muslims, terrorism in Denmark, I think it's fair to say that these kind of acts, they sort of have a result in our minds that we should face. And of course we should try to fight it, but we should also face that something happens inside of all of us.
But are you saying that when it comes to the Prophet Muhammad, perhaps if you would like to satirize it in some way, because there's a news event or something that happens that perhaps merits it, are you saying that is just unacceptable now because it's just too dangerous?
No, I'm not saying that. We would at any time reserve the right to publish a cartoon on these themes also, the Prophet Muhammad. We would never say that some kinds of cartoons should never be published in our paper. We have published several cartoons concerning Islam, Islamic State, also the religious figures in Islam during the last 10 years. We would never say that some special kinds of themes should never be covered in a cartoon.